God, open our ears, our eyes, and our hearts, that we may hear and receive your word this day. Amen. As we gather on this first Sunday in Lent to worship God and to attend to the business of our annual vestry, we hear a particularly striking passage from the book of Deuteronomy. A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. This phrase reminds the Israelites of their humble beginnings. It speaks of Jacob, whose journey took him far from home through times of hardship and uncertainty. It is a reminder that God's people have always been a journeying people, dependent not on their own strength, but on God's grace. The spiritual life is often described as a journey, a pilgrimage, in which one is constantly discovering more about the mystery of God. There may be times when God feels distant, and times when God's presence feels close and immediate. What the Celtic Christian tradition calls thin places. Thin places are those sacred moments or locations where the veil between heaven and earth feels especially thin. Places where God's presence feels palpable. They can be found in nature or in moments of deep stillness. In ancient holy sites like Iona or Lindisfarne or Jerusalem, or in places like our cathedral. There is an obvious intake of breath, widening of eyes, and calming of spirit that happens when people encounter this space for the first time. The smells of wood and candles, the beauty of stained glass light, and the intricacy of whimsical carvings delights the eyes. The souls of all those who have prayed in these pews, preached from this pulpit, and sung in these choir stalls are a felt presence. Here, we are invited to listen, to remember, and to become aware of God who journeys with us. This is a place where, out of gratitude for God's grace, we try to offer our best, to be a place of refuge, and to live out the love of Jesus. To ground and inspire us, last year at Vestry, we adopted a new form of governance focused on ministry, development, and mission. And we have seen movement and growth in all of these areas. Ministry, our core competency of liturgy and music, pastoral care and spiritual growth, is a gateway to God through experience. It has been a rich and fruitful year as the choirs have come into full strength. Lay readers have been raised up. New people have taken on leadership, and social relationships have grown. Our cathedral is in good heart, which can be seen and felt in the smiles and in the laughter, and yes, even in the tears when they come. Development is tending to the framework that holds our ministry and mission. Caring for our cathedral buildings is ongoing and expensive, and it is a priceless investment. It is wonderful to see the joy on people's faces as they come out of the new parking garage at the Vista on Sparks and dance up the steps. Along with new railings, landscaping, and signage, there will soon be a welcoming feel to the face of our cathedral that will encourage gathering and entering as well as venturing out. Mission is the act of being pulled out to serve our diocese, community, and beyond. ADOY, Anglican Diocese of Ottawa Youth, is now anchored by our cathedral. The first gathering held here in October was a delightful blend of youth and adults, worship, learning, and fun. As Dean of our diocese, 25% of my time is spent on diocesan ministry such as this, as well as working with and supporting our bishop, participating in committees, mentoring students, being a consultant to clergy, planning and facilitating diocesan liturgies, and other duties as required. It was especially touching to see and experience the positive impact of our cathedral's welcome and hospitality on my colleagues when we hosted the North American Cathedral Deans Conference last April. Our cathedral has journeyed far from the first Christ Church, with its humble benches and a single wood stove. And our pilgrimage is far from over. We are in a time of hardship and uncertainty in our world. We find ourselves in the awkward position of living secularly and being people of faith. We know the power of God's healing and reconciling love, yet we don't fully know how to effectively share it with others. We are constantly learning and discovering more about the mystery of God. There are times when God feels distant, and times when God's presence feels close and immediate. We are in a thin place and time. Perhaps for Jesus, the wilderness was such a thin place, not necessarily comfortable, but a space where he was deeply aware of God's presence as he wrestled with the choices before him. We have many of the same choices before us over the next year. We must push back the temptation of self-serving or splintering off into interest groups and silos. Instead, we must pull together and be intentional in focusing our energy and efforts for the common good. We must push back the temptation of self-aggrandizement or resting on our laurels. Instead, we must grow our capacity to tell our story of faith now in a meaningful ways and with humble confidence. We must push back the temptation of self-preserving or focusing on just surviving. Instead, we must raise our level of financial education and increase our giving to thrive in living out God's call. This is a time of being in a thin place and feeling God's palpable presence among us as we finish some projects, clarify the resources available to us, understand the milieu in which we now operate, and harness our energy to build on our strengths. It is not a time to focus on looking backward, comparing now to what has been. It is not a time to look far into the distant future, dreaming of all the things that we would like to do and be. It is a time to be fully present, grateful for God's grace, mindful of our attitudes, clear in our choices, aware of those with whom we journey, and intentional about communicating the good news of Christ in all that we do and say. Now can be uncomfortable, but the pilgrims with whom we journey make all the difference. Thank you for your deep trust, strong faithfulness, can-do attitude, generous hospitality, compassionate hearts, and good humor. May we appreciate now the richness of this thin place and the opportunity of this liminal time. May we be aware of and appreciate those with whom we journey. May we discover more and more about the mystery of God. And may we always dwell in the shelter of the Most High, abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and say to the Lord, "You are our refuge and our stronghold, our God in whom we put our trust." Amen.